ജയം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ സ്തോത്രശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവിദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാജയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം. നിത്യലീല പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്രശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാജയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദക്ക് നാമാചാര്യശീല ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ഡഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർധാമിക്ക് മധുരവിധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരിധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരിധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗോർ പ്രേമനന്ദേ. ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരംഗ, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ശീല പ്രഭുപാദ്. നമോ ശുഭദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതിലേ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വദേവേ ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണേ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ, ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ, ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതി അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീ മം ബദ്ധ്വാ മനസ്സന്തദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണി നമോസ്തുതേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ പുല്ലാരവിന്ദായുധപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്നപാരിജാതായ സ്തോത്രവേത്രൈകപാണയ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോവത്സസുധീർഭോക്താ ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസച്ചാനൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും. ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതടാജയദ്രതജലാഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപ്പല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ വഹനീ കർണേന വിലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാവികർണ ഘോരമകരാ ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോത്തീർണ കലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവ പാരാശര്യോജ സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കണം നാനാഖ്യാനക കേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹ പേബീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാത് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമലം പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്ര രുദ്രമരുദസ്വന്വന്തി ദിവ്യൈ സവൈർവേദൈ സംഗപദൈ ക്രമോപനിഷദേർ ഗായന്തി യം സമഗാഃ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിതദ്ഗതേന മനസാവശന്തി യം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം നവിദ സുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. കൃഷ്ണ സേസ് അഹമാത്മഗുടാകേശ സർവഭൂതാശയ സ്ഥിത അഹമാദ്യം ച മദ്യം ച ഭൂതാനാം അന്തമേവ ച. സോ this verse is referring to the an understanding of the soul in the sense that the the chit shakti inside us, the presence of chit shakti, that is the experience of Krishna inside us, Antaryami. And this is already in us as Antaryami, that presence of Krishna is known. It's not something new has to come from outside. It's already present in every living entity. So you will see this mentioned also in the Dakshinamurti Sotram. We spoke about this. ബാല്യാദിഷു ജാഗ്രതാദിഷു തഥാ സർവാസു അവസ്ഥാസ്വഭി വ്യാവൃത്ത സനുവർത്തമാനം അഹമിൻ അത്യന്തം സ്ഫുരന്തം സദാ സ്വാത്മാനം പ്രകടീകരോതി ഭജതാം യോ ഭദ്രയാ മുദ്രയാ തസ്മൈ ശ്രീ ഗുരുമൂർത്തയെ നമയിതം ശ്രീ ദക്ഷിണാമൂർത്തയെ. ദാറ്റ് സ്വാത്മാനം പ്രകടീകരോതി ഭജതാം യോ ഭദ്രയാ മുദ്രയാ ദാറ്റ് ആചാര്യസ്വാമിജി മെൻഷൻസ് ദയർ ദാറ്റ് കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് നോട്ട് വിസിബിൾ ടു അസ് ബട്ട് ഹി ഹാസ് നോട്ട് കെപ്റ്റ് എനിത്തിങ് completely covered from us either. We say that we can't see Krishna, right? Ajay Swami says there is no covering. Pragati Karodi, because he is the only one, he is always present and expressing himself in the form of awareness in us. That awareness or bodham in us, that Krishna is present inside, which is we are experiencing in the form of our existence, always. So, mudraya, badraya. So, and aham, aham, iti. Then aham, 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 inside, I am, I am, I am. Always that awareness, right? So, you will see this, Vasudeva also, when this awareness is spoken very strongly, in Vasudeva's prayers, when Krishna appeared, if you look at Vasudeva's Stuti in the Bhagavadam, in the 3rd chapter, 10th canto, 17th verse, evam bhavan buddhyanumeya lakshanaya grahir gunai sannabital guna agraha anavardatval bahirandaram nate sarvasya sarvaatmana atma vasuna. That second line, anavardatval bahirandaram nate sarvasya sarvaatmana atma vasuna. Bhagavatam is saying like that, right? It says, anavradatval, there is no covering of Krishna. Krishna is not being covered, right? And actually, there is anavradatval, bahiram nadade, sarvasya sarvalpana, atma vastuna. Andaryami, atma has no inside, outside. For convenience sake, we say like this, andaryami is inside, Krishna is inside, like that we say like that. But strictly speaking, Krishna doesn't have inside, outside. Anavradatval bahirandar atmana. Bahirandaram nade sarvasya sarvalpana atma vastuna. Present in everyone as their very self is inside. But he has no inside, outside. That is our convenience sake we say like that to make us a little bit more conscious of Krishna's presence inside. We say he is inside as Andaryami. Otherwise, he is present everywhere throughout the body, inside, outside. There is no place where he doesn't exist. That's the way it is spoken. There is no space where he is not present, right? So this experience, what we have, aham, 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 that awareness inside, it doesn't have inside or outside. It is present throughout. So, body has got inside, outside. Isn't it? This gross body we have got inside, outside. And mind also you can say it is inside, outside the mind. But Atma doesn't have that inside, outside. Inside, outside is only for objects. And this awareness, what is inside us, we feel what we are experiencing inside. Aham, aham, iti sakshal. Atmarubena Bhadi, who is present inside as Atma, for that it is always present and it's known to us in form of our existence, right? And this is why it is said in the Bhagavatam also, Nirastha Kuhagam Satyam Param Dhimahi. Nirastha Kuhagam. That means unlike all other things, Atma's presence is known and it is experienced all the time. And it denies there is no duplicity or any kind of falsity in there. So, and that is how Krishna is saying here, aham alpa gudakesha sarva bhudashe sthita. Means, hey Arjuna, gudakesha, ahameva alpa, right? Alpa, ahameva, and Krishna is going to say that aham rupena samsiddha Krishna Atma. And who is Krishna here? When Krishna is saying like this, who is he? He is actually Chaitanyam, Atma. From that level Krishna is speaking. Not as the person Krishna. Instead, as the soul of everyone. That is how this verse is spoken. He is not speaking as a person Krishna. He is speaking as the soul of everyone. So, Ahamalma Gudagesha Sarvabhudashestida. And Krishna is saying to us what his name is. His actual name is Atma. He is the soul of everyone. Aham Atma, Krishna says. I am Atma, the soul of everyone. Sri Shuka Brahmarshi in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Brahmastuti also said like that. Krishna menam avehitvam alpanam akhilalpanam jagaddidaya sopyatra dehiva bhadi mayaya. So the idea is to make us understand that he is the soul of everyone. So Krishna also says, I am the Atma, and this Atma is inside you as aham, 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 all the time what is experienced by us of our own very existence, right? So, sarva-bhuda-ashaya-sthita. Sarva-bhuda-ashaya means hrudayam, heart, right? And hrudaya-sthitena, that one who is situated there, sarva-bhuda-ashaya-sthita. And aham adhyancha madhyancha bhudanam andam evacha. I don't have adi, madhyam or andam, beginning, middle of the end, right? Because before creation only me existed. And when the creation happened, only me exist. And at the end also, it's only me. And it's again reflecting that verse in the Chadashlogi. Aham evasam evagre na anyal sadasal param. Paschad aham yadedacha yo avashishyada sosmiham. That verse is spoken here also in the same way. Aham adhyancha madhyancha bhudanam andam evacha. Aham evasam evagre nanyal sadasal param. Same thing is repeated there. So, I was there before and afterwards also it will be only me, and at the end also there will be only me, and even now it's only me. Just like they give the example of the gold. Gold can become form into different jewelry forms, like the bangles, the chain, the ring, and things like that. But if you melt them all, it goes back into gold again. So what is truth there is the gold. Gold was present before. Gold is present in the form of jewelry. And then in the end also there's only gold left. Same another example is the clay, the pot, and again clay. Initially there was only clay, later on it was made of pot, pot was made of it, and then later on the pot, when you smash it down, it goes back to clay again. So, Atma was there before, and later on, it came in the form of body, mind, senses, and all other things. Actually, they are also Atma. Actually, only Atma exists. And when all these things disappears, gross body, subtle body, mind, senses, everything, when they disappear, what remains is again Atma. So, sovashishyada sosmeham, avashishyada, aham eva avashishyade. So, in the Ishopanishad says, Purnam eva avashishyade. Purnam was there before, middle also there is only Purnam, and at the end also Purnam. Again the same thing. Purnamada Purnamida Purnal Purnamudachyade. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam eva avashishyade. Sosmiham avashishyo avashishyada sosmiham. So, Purnam was there, and then Purnam, only what exists now is only Purnam. And what remains at the end is also Purnam. Therefore, adau madhyeja anteja. Adau madhyeja anteja. What is the logic in that? Sometime before, we didn't have a body, isn't it? We didn't have a body before. And this is existing now, and after some time we don't have a body. We won't have a body. What is the logic in that? What was not existing before and what will not exist after some time, and what is present right now as we think that it exists. What was not existing before and what is not existing afterwards. But right now at the moment it gives the impression that it is existing. In reality it is not existing. This is Krishna's logic. Krishna is saying what was not existing before and what is not existing afterwards. If it is, it gives an impression now that it is existing, in reality it doesn't exist. Na sado vidyade bhavo, na bhavo vidyade sada. You have to connect all these verses together and you will understand the Krishna's point. Ubhayor abhidrashtandam sthanayor tattva darshibhi, he says. So, what was existing before and what is existing now and what exists afterwards, that is reality. That is reality. That unma, astitvam, satta, all these words. And once we understand that chit shakti, and that realization is samadhi. What was existing before, what is existing now, and what will exist at the end, right? How will they know that? What is the sadhana? Sadhana alone cannot give us that. Sadhana alone cannot do that, right? So, for example, if you do meditation, dhyanam, or karmam, whatever it is, you do it with the body and then you will get entangled in the karmam. And if you do it with the karmam, you will get entangled in the karmam. If you do it with the meditation and all that, dhyanam, you will get entangled in the mind. And if you start using your power of discrimination, you will get entangled in the intelligence. And in order to know this, just chit shakti, properly, only one thing, that we have to learn to become quiet, be simply able to remain silent, right? So, all other living beings can do that. Only human beings have a problem because of this chodana inside for karmam. Karmam is controlling him. So, similarly, mind also works in us. This thing called mind, right? So many things are coming in us. Thoughts are coming in us, right? But finding it difficult to remain free from thoughts and free from karma. So, that is why it is said nischala tattvam. Nisangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nischala tattvam, it says. This nischala tattva means able to remain silent and not affected by thought waves or karma, either way. So, because that is our swarupam, untouched by the impact of body or the mind. And it has actually, Atma has no connection with the body or mind. Atma has no connection with the body or mind. And that is why it is sat, right? So therefore, one has to practice it to remain silent, but not being affected by the body and the mind. Once you practice it, you will know that sometimes you will get a glimpse of that experience that the karmam has nothing to do with me, nor the thoughts that's coming to me has nothing to do with me. They are all separate things happening independent of me. So, upasana or dhyanam, japam, all these things is not our original nature. Our pure nature is not affected by anything, right? So, And my body, the self, Antaryami, our real nature, is not involved in the activities of the body or the mind. Only in his presence and with the body, what was provided by Maya and the mind, we get engaged in actions. So, Bhagavatam will say this, Tushnim Bhaved, it says. Tushnim Bhaved, in the third canto as well as the 11th canto, both. It says Tushnim Bhaved. So, without being in contact with anything or with any actions, Ahangaram, without Ahangaram, ego, Krishna is present inside as Siddhavastu, available to us all, right? And in all other living entities also he is present, Sarva Bhudashaya Siddha, that is his situation. If we have proper bhakti in the heart, then this verse, if you properly absorb it inside, then it becomes knowledge. This verse itself becomes the knowledge, because Krishna is saying here, that's all you need to know. Ahamalma gudagesha sarvabhudashaya sthita. I am the soul of everyone and I am present in everybody, and if it is, we have sufficient shraddha and sufficient bhakti, then we don't need any other sadhana. This bodham is sufficient. Right? Krishna is saying this and we realize it straight away. But it's like this, Krishna's words are such that because we are not ready to receive it properly, that is where the problem is. Message is very clear and message is capable of making us aware of it. What Krishna is saying, just like if a magician says something, we will see things like the way he says. Or a hypnotist says something, and whatever he says, we are seeing like that. Right? So, if we had that sufficient bhakti, shraddha, in Krishna, then when he says that, he is present inside as our very self, Atma, and it should come to us straight away, that experience, is it not? Aham Atma Gudagesha Sarvabhudashaya Sthita Aham Adhyancha Madhyancha Bhudanam Andamevacha. With that one verse, Krishna has told us, I am present inside you. But we are not experiencing it. Why is that? And the answer is that Krishna says, this is my special potency, present inside you as your Antaryami and as your very self. Right? So, Krishna is saying that this is my special feature as Antaryami. I am the soul and I am the one who knows who I am. Atma knows who he is. And so because you are not able to know me as your very self, as Antaryami inside, then the only option then left is to see my presence wherever it is present, wherever it is present in a prominent way, in a dominant way, which is other places, locations are there, you notice my presence there, till you realize my presence in you as the Antaryami. Actually, what Krishna is saying is that when he has made that statement, we are supposed to accept it straight away and experience it. But we are not experiencing it due to our lack of bhakti, our lack of shraddha, and our lack of faith in Krishna's words. We haven't developed. Bhakti is not there, basically. And that is why, aham alpa gudagesha sarva bhudashaya sthita. Krishna is saying, I am present in everyone. But we are not experiencing it. So, if it is not available, Krishna is saying, if you are not able to experiencing it, you start in this way. Notice my presence in all other places where I am noticeable, and then start taking from there further, develop the faith in that way. And that is how, from now on, Krishna is going to talk about a number of locations where Krishna is present and which is somewhat noticeable, but everything depends on faith, Shraddha and Bhakti, right? So, he begins with that. Prior to that, he said, Aham Alma Pratyagalma Gudakesha Gudaka Nidra Tasya Ishoho Gudakesho Jita Nidraha Ityartha Khanakesha Itiva Sarvesham Bhudanam Ashayi Andarkhridisthita Nityam Dhyayaha. And in all living entities, as the beginning, middle and the end, beginning, middle at the end, in that way you should meditate upon me, Krishna said. Tad Ashaktena Cha Utareshu Bhaveshu Chindiha Aham Chindaidam Shakyo Yasmad Ahama Eva Adihi Bhudanam Karanam Tada Madhyam Jastiri Andaha Pralayaha. If that is not possible to see me as the beginning, middle and the end, then if not possible, think like this, he said, all living entities, I am the cause of that, and I am the cause of their existence, and I am the end of that. And at the end, they all come back to me. So, in that way. Then, now he is going to say about the various vibhudis at different places. He begins with, Adityanam Aham Vishnu, Jyotisham Ravi Amshuman, Marijur Maridam Asmi, Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. So, Dwadasha Adityas, 12 Adityas are there, and among them, the youngest is Vishnu, 12 Adityas. Vishnu, that name is used in several different ways. One who is present everywhere is Vishnu. And the Puranams, there is Vishnu. Then Vishnu is spoken, Karanadeva Shai Vishnu, Shirodeva Shai Vishnu, and that way as well. So here Vishnu is Aditya, among Adityas Vishnu is present, and among the Jyotis, illuminative objects, Suryan, Sun and the Moon, they are all, and fire, all that effulgence is all me, Krishna says. Sun is directly present in front of us, and Aditya, that means Aditi Devi has her children, devas, demigods, right? And among them, Krishna appeared as Vamanamurti, Trivikrama. And Krishna said, therefore I am Vishnu and Vamanamurti, born as Indra's Indra's brother. And as Trivikrama, he measured, Vamanamurti, Trivikrama, same thing, as measured all the three planetary systems and given darshan to Mahabali. Mahabali had an opportunity to see Vamanamurti, right? And he was born among devas, as one among them. And Krishna has this nature. He can take so many different forms in so many different occasions. If you look into the 11th canto, you will find there, in the 28th chapter, I think it is in the 28th. Earlier. Svechobhata Pradak Vabhu, he says. Svechobhata Pradak Vabhu means one who is capable of accepting any form he wants. There is no definite, only there is no limitations. He can accept any form he wants. Yeah? So, for example, Malsyam, Varaham, Kurmam, all kinds of forms Krishna has accepted, right? Special birth. And similarly, he can appear temporarily for a short period of time. And Krishna says here, among the children of Aditi and Vishnu, I am Vishnu, and there mentions Aditi's children, the Dwadasha Adityas. Their name is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Dadhava, Mitra, Aryamav, Surya, Varuna, Rudra, Bhaga, Vaivaswan, Pushava, Savitava, Tvashtava, Vishnu. these 12 names, they are called Dwadasha Adityas, mentioned in the Bhagavatam. And these Dwadasha Adityas, their birth is spoken in the Mahabharatam. Dwadasha Adityas, how they have appeared. Among them, the youngest is Vishnu, and with that name, there are so many incarnations also of Vishnu. And he has come in the 10 incarnations in the Dashavataram, it is spoken. Malsekurma Varahana Simhavamanam, like that. So, among the children of Aditi, Krishna is saying that I am Vishnu among the Adityas. Similarly, Marudevas, in that Marichi, there is a Marut called Marichi. Among the Jyotis, all the illumination things, sun, I am sun, he says. And the story of Marudevas is in the Bhagavatam. Right? Sun is considered to be Narayana himself, Surya Narayana. Why is so special about Surya? Surya is actually a jnani, directly visible to all. Everyone can see sun. Right? So, when at the end of Kali Yuga, Upanishads and Vedam will all disappear from here. It's already disappearing, you can see the tendency going like that. And by end of Kali Yuga, totally it will be disappeared from this world. And then, where does it come back from? From sun. Again, it comes back from sun, right? So, sun is considered to be jnani. Sun is considered to be the jnani. So, Surya Upasana, with that, all this knowledge can come back to this world again. And in the Grahastha Ashramam, sometimes people advance so much spiritually and they have qualified for sannyasam, but they have not taken sannyasam. They are in the Grahastha Ashramam still. And it is called as Vidvat Sannyasam, right? Which means that they have studied well Shastram and practiced it in life, even though they were in the householder life, and they have realized the self. They have already realized the self, but they have not taken sannyasam. They are still in the householder life, like Janaka, Ambarish, all these people belong to that. They have practiced and understood the science of self-realization, knowledge of the self, practiced it and realized it, but they were still householders. They didn't take sannyas ashramam. Right? So, they are, for them, there's actually two kinds of sannyasam, Dvibhusha sannyasam and Vidvat sannyasam. Right? And most of the sannyasis in this world whom you see, they are Dvibhusha sannyasam. And what they have done is, they are looking for realization, self-realization. They have given up all other connections with this world, sacrificed everything. And they have taken sannyasam, and later on they will realize the truth at some point in time, right? But they have to do the sadhana, shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, all these things they have to do. But Vidvat sannyasam is different because they have come through brahmacharyam, grahasthashramam, and somehow or the other they realize the self in the grahasthashramam, right? Either due to Krishna's mercy or through their sadhana process, obviously Krishna's mercy is there, and properly they were given the upadesham from some great soul, Mahatma, and they succeeded in getting established in the realized state, right? And then they will have to, but as a formality, before we leave this world, you have to take sannyasam. That is the formality. You should live in the sannyasam stage. So therefore for them, even though they are realized, in order to fulfill that formality, they will take sannyasam at the very end of their life. Right? And it is very difficult to give sannyasam to them for others because they are already realized, and most of the sannyasis are not. This is very rare cases though. this Vidvat Sannyasam is a rare thing. But it does happen. It does happen. So to give sannyasam to them is difficult for those sannyasis who are still not realized. They are in the apprentice stage, you can say. Right? So in order to give sannyasam, they should be more advanced than these realized souls. But because there is nobody there, what is done is, they will perform the ceremony, but the one who gives sannyasam to them is the son. Son gives sannyasam to them directly. With that understanding, the ceremony is performed. The ceremony is performed with that understanding. Somebody will perform the ritual side of it, but he is taking the sannyasam directly from son, Surya Narayana, because he is realized soul and he is the source of all the knowledge, spiritual knowledge, right? So that is what it is saying there. Adityanam aham Vishnu, Jyotisham Ravi Amshuman, Marijir Maritamasmi, Nakshatranam aham Shashi. Adityanam Dwadashanam Vishnu, Nama Adityaha, Aham Jyotisham Ravihi, Prakashaidranam Amshuman, Rashmiman, Marijihi, Nama Marutam, Marudevada Bhedanamasmi, Nakshatranam aham Shashi, Chandramaha. Then, after saying that, he said, Vedanam samavedosmi, devanamasmi vasava, indriyanam manaschasmi, budanamasmi chetanaha. Vedanam madhye samavedaha asmi, devanam rudraditiyadinam vasavaha, indraha asmi, indriyanam egadashanam chakshuradinam manaha cha asmi, sangatpa vigalpalmagam manaha cha asmi, Budhanam asmi chetasa, karyakarana sanghade, nitya abhivyakta, buddhi vrittihi chetana. So, among the Vedam, I am Samavedam, Krishna says. Among the Devas, I am Indra. And out of the 11, 5 senses of knowledge, 5 senses of action and the mind, together, I am the mind. Then, Karyakaran Sangadi Nitya Abhivyakta Buddhi Vritti Chetana. So Buddhi's activities is all also Andaryami. Let's understand that. This 4 Vedam, Krishna says, I am Samavedam. In Chandokya Upanishad, as well as in the particularly in Chandokya Upanishad, Samam is Udgidam. There it says that through Udgidam they realized Brahmam. Udgidam means singing that in the musical form. Right? During the story is spoken in the Upanishads. Devas tried many different ways to get this experience of Brahman realization, right? And they recited the Vedam through their senses, right? Through their mouth. And all this is spoken to tell us the difficulties of person who is engaged in sadhana. And it is spoken, all the problems what he encounters, the problems he faces in the sadhana stage. Someone who faces problems in the sadhana stage. Right? So, through senses they recited Vedam, but asuras came and they blocked it. They got created trouble. Then they recited with the mind. Again the asuras came and disturbed them. So, these asuras will keep coming inside us all the time, right? Just like wherever there is sweet sugar, the ants will come automatically, is it not? In the same way, wherever Chaitanyam is present, there these asuric forces will keep coming. It is the way it is, right? And finally, it says that they woke up the pranan inside, mukhya pranan. when that happened, the asuras asuras weapons have all broken and they couldn't fight anymore. So what is this Mukhyaprana? Mukhyaprana is the Chit Shakti itself, right? Therefore, Samavedam is the same hymns in the Rigvedam and all, but is spoken in a musical way. When you hear this Vedam recitation, you will notice who have got some familiarity with the Vedam, they will know whether it is Rigvedam or Yajurvedam or Samavedam. Yeah. And this Samaganam, what is called Samagedam, Vedam recited in the Samam. That Samagidam, Samaganam, is very dear to Krishna. In Kirtanam and all that, the life that comes to that is Mukhya Pranam is present in that. So, it is with this Mukhya Pranam that is Samavedam is recited, Samadhanam altogether. And the in Yajurvedam also, all the yajus is all Samaganam. It is made in the form of Ganam, music, Samaganam. In the Yajurveda mantram, where comes Taittiriya Upanishad, right? When the Jnani got what he wanted, Ahamannam, 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 Ahamannadaha, I am annam. It's a peculiar way of reciting that in the Vedam. So, ultimately, till realization comes, Chaitanyam comes, and Chaitanya Darshanam, it is called, and up to the point of Jadapadartham, Jadam, everything is Jadapadartham, it says, I am that Jadapadartham also, and that rhythm of reciting the Samavedam, Samaganam, Krishna is saying that in Vedam I am that, because of that Samavedam. Krishna loves to hear the Vedam, but when it is recited in the form of Samaganam, Samaganam. So, Rigvedis recite Rigvedam, Yajurvedis recite Yajurvedam, but Samavedis sing the hymns in the Samaganam way. And Sangeetatmakam, it is the beauty of Samavedam is it is musical. It is very musical, right? The music comes from Samam. The Sangeeta Vidya, the music, what we say music in this world, it comes from Samavedam. It comes from Samavedam. All different kinds of music in this world, the source of all that is Samavedam. It has come from Samavedam. Samaganam. Samam means shanti, peaceful, right? So, if you hear recitation of Samavedam, if you sit there and just listen to that, then mind will go into Samadhi state. That's how powerful that is, this Samavedam. Right? And you will Samahita Siddhi. Samahita Siddhi means you will more or less experience that Samadhi state inside when it is recited properly by Samavedis. Right? So, therefore, Krishna is saying that I am the Samavedam in the Vedam. So, in Sanatana Dharmam, Sangeetam is accepted. Sangeetam is not haram. Sangeetam is accepted in the Vedam. Sangeetam is not rejected. Others reject music, say music is haram, they say. Music is not haram. Sangeetam is in the Vedam. Sangeetatmaka Vedam is Samavedam. Right? Similarly, among Indra, Devas, among Devas, it is he is Indra. And when the senses, mind. Mind is considered as a senses. Why? Reason is, five senses of knowledge, five senses of action, actually it is in the mind. These are only holes in the body. Actual presence of them is in the mind. What is the proof? when you go into dream state, you are experiencing everything through the mind. No senses are working at that time. Every experience is through the mind. So practically speaking, the senses in its subtle form is in the mind. The gross form is what you are seeing from the eyes, the ear, the nose, the tongue. Similarly, our karma, all the senses of action, senses of knowledge are these ones. And the senses of action, vaka, pani, padam, vayu, uvastam, jihva, they are all the karmendriyam. Karmendriyam, jnanendriyam, five senses of knowledge and five senses of action. In its gross form, is present like this. But actually, its subtle form is in the mind. Mind is the one which is controlling them. And you can see, mind can act independent of the senses when we are in the dream state. Is it not? In the dream, all these experiences you can have with the mind. So what that means is, mind is the leader. Mind controls everybody, and so Krishna says, I am that. That's why it is said, the mind, right? So, the body is considered to be, that's why body is called a dwaraka. Because how many holes are there in a dwaram? Dwaram means the holes, right? 9 holes, and then so many, navadvare puri dehi naiva gurvanna karen, Bhagavad Gita says. So, 9 holes are present in this body, 9 holes, therefore this is called a dwaraka. The body is called dwaraka, right? Krishna, and Krishna is inside us, Antaryami Dwarakadish, present inside the body, right? And it comes through the senses, the mind comes out through the senses, and therefore, he is saying, another place Krishna says, Manashashtan Indriyani Prakritisthani Karshadi, earlier in the 7th chapter. So, 5 senses, senses of knowledge and the mind, and then Krishna says, among the Bhutams, I am Chetana, consciousness, right? Yadevi Sarvabhudeshu Chetana Rupena Samstida Namastase 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 Namo Nama. So, among the living entities, I am Jiva Chaitanyam. Krishna says, I am Chaitanyam. That is what that verse means. Then, next verse. Now, here onwards, so many verses all referring to different vibhudis, Krishna's vibhudis, right? Rudranam Shangarashasmi, Viteso Yaksharashasam, Vasunam Pavagashasmi, Meru Shikharinam Aham. Rudranam Egadashanam Shangaracha Asmi, Viteshaha Kubera, Yaksharashasam Yakshanam Rakshasam Cha, Vasunam Ashtanam Pavagaha Cha Asmi, Agni Meru Shikharinam Shikharavadam Aham. Among the 11 Rudras, Egadasha Rudras, they are called, I am Shangara. Rudras are Shiva's, Lord Shiva's different forms. And they will cry and they make you others also cry. They do all that, right? And so many Rudras are there. And when you go to Tirthakshatram, different places, one has to be very careful because Egadasha Rudras are present in all the holy places, right? And Rudras can take different forms. Bhudam, different Bhudam forms, and they move around. So, in Tirthakshetram, all different holy places, they will be present in the form of animals, birds, and Rudras will be present there. Vedam says so. Right? And among the Rudras, the most peaceful Rudra is what we call this Dakshinamurti form. Sadashiva. And that Swarupam is Shankara. Sham Karyoti iti Shankara. So among the Rudras, Krishna says, I am Shankara. Rudranam Shankara Shasmi. Right? Yaksha Vitesho Yaksha Rakshasam. Among Yakshas, I am Kubera. Among 8 the Vasus, among the Vasus, I am Agni. 8 Vasus, Ashtavasus. And among the mountains, I am Mahameru Parvadam. Mahameru Parvadam, right? Vasunam Pavagaschasmi Meru Shihirinamaham. Then, Puryota Samcha Mukhyamma Vidhi Partha Brahaspadim Senaninam Aham Skandaha Sarasamasmi Sagara. Among the priests, Purohitas, I am Brahaspadi. And Purohita, priest, has to be seen very carefully with the bhakti and also as a manifestation of Krishna. Priest's position is like that. But only a priest like Brihaspati has been able to present himself in that way. He is a Purohit. Now, Brihaspati got insulted by Indra. Brihaspati disappeared. Indra couldn't find him. Right? And with that, their bad time started. Who? Devas. Devas got into trouble, right? You'll see that story in the Bhagavatam. So, Brihaspati was insulted, and even though Devas had a higher birth, they had a higher birth, still Asuras became powerful because of this incident, right? Indra goes to Brihaspati and asked him that how come Asuras have become so powerful? Indra asked that question to Brihaspati. Why is Asura so powerful? Because Brihaspati told them that Mahabali, the king of Asuras, he has developed a very high level of bhakti towards his guru, Shukracharya. And because that relationship is so good between Shukracharya and Mahabali, therefore, he has given special powers to Indra, to Mahabali, right? And so you could see the relationship problem there. Mahabali and Shukracharya had a nice relationship, even though they were asuras. Even though Brihaspati and Indra were devas, the relationship broke down between them. And Indra behaved so badly with Brihaspati that he says to Brihaspati, "We have kept you also as our guru, paying you the salary," he said. So you can see from that Indra's nature. And why do I don't get anything? Like Mahabali is getting it from Shukracharya. Brihaspati said, "That is the problem," he said. That itself is the problem. Because Mahabali, with bhakti and shraddha, he served Shukracharya as manifestation of Krishna in that way. Guru as manifestation of Krishna. You don't have any respect for me, and only if you have respect, it will come. Otherwise, it won't come. And I cannot give that to you, he said. So, even devas, they lost their opulences because of that. And that is what he is saying. Vidhi partha brihaspadim. Puryodha sancha mukhyamam vidhi partha brihaspadim. Then, senaninam aham skandaha. Among the commanders of the army, I am Skanda. Deva Senapati, he is it not? He is the army commander of the Devas, Skanda. Skanda is Kartikeya, Shanmukha, Muruga, all are same person, right? Guha, they all his names, right? You won't find that word Muruga in Puranams, but Skanda, Subramanyam. Similarly, this Skanda is the same Subramanyam, and he is Sanat Kumara Maharshi, and he is a Samba, Krishna's son. So in all these different roles he comes. Yeah, Samba, Sanat Kumara Maharshi, Subramanya, and Skanda, one and the same. And this Sanat Kumara Maharshi instructs Narada Maharshi on Brahmajnanam. Sanat Kumara Maharshi gives transcendental knowledge to Sri Narada Maharshi. Sanat Kumara Maharshi heard Vedam, and to hear Vedam there is a lot of rules involved with that, and Niyamam rules and Vidhi for that. And because that sampradayam is not known to everybody, many times they hear Vedam, but they won't understand it properly. There is some rules also, who should hear which part of Vedam. Like for example, brahmacharis, naishtika brahmacharis, and paramahamsa sannyasis, they shouldn't hear karmakandam in the Vedam. They are barred from hearing karmakandam in the Vedam, right? Once they have come to sannyasam and the naishtika brahmacharis, because the topics that is discussed in the karmakandam is fighting and also lot of material topics, laugika vishayam, related to grahasthashrama, it's spoken in the karmakandam. They are not allowed to listen to that. Brahmacharis, naishtika brahmacharis and sannyasis, right? Once it so happened, Sanat Kumara Maharshi, Brahmachari, heard that. And that night, when he heard, in his dreams, normally he doesn't get dreams. Sanat Kumara Maharshi doesn't get dreams. But in the night he had a dream, and in that dream, he felt he was fighting in the battlefield. And he was standing in the battlefield and he was fighting in the battlefield, right? So next morning he went to Lord Brahma and asked him about this. Why did I get this dream? And normally I don't get any dreams, but this dream happened. So Brahma told him, if a dream happens like that, because you are Satya Sangalpam. Satya Sangalpam means Mahatma is one of the four Kumaras, isn't it? So in Yanamargam, they are on the top of the list. So when a dream like this happens to them, it has to happen. It has come in a dream, means it has to happen, right? So Brahma told him like that, and it has to happen, he said to them. He said to Sanat Kumara Maharshi, right? And he didn't take it very seriously. Sanat Kumara Maharshi, he left it like that, right? It is at that time, what happened was, he was standing somewhere and Lord Shiva and Shri Parvati were traveling in the space. Parvati Devi saw Sanat Kumara there. Look at him, how beautiful he looks. A young boy, Sanat Kumara Maharshi. They're always young, isn't it? 5 year old. When they went to Vaikuntham also, they were same age, Vaikuntham. And then they send Jay and Vijaya from there to come in the different forms, right? Shishubala, Dandavakta, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. It is their words that made them to come here. Parvati Devi, when she saw Sanat Kumara Maharshi, Sanat Kumara, he says, look at him, what a powerful brahmachari he is. Seeing the face itself, the brahma tejas in on his face, right? So she said to Shiva, let's go and see him and speak to him, he said. So with Shiva and Parvati went up to Sanat Kumara Maharshi and started talking to them. So when Shiva came, Parvati Devi came, Sanat Kumara Maharshi, no change in him. He stood there as he is, right? He didn't even respect them or he didn't even insult them either, but just stood there unaffected by anything, right? That samabhavam inside, nirvikalpam, no vikalpam inside. So Lord Shiva says to him that we have come, we want to give you some benedictions, some blessings, right? Sanat Kumara Maharshi says to him, only if I have some desires, I need your blessings, isn't it? He says, I don't have any desires. Only then I have to ask you for the blessings, right? I don't need anything, he said. Lord Shiva is asking and he is saying this, right? So, then Lord Shiva says to him, we have a problem then. If we go to somebody and it is mandatory that we have to give either a blessing or at least a curse, one of them. Yeah, it is mandatory for us because we are devas. Shiva and Parvati says to them like that. I can't avoid that, he said. I have to give you something, he said. So that is a problem with us, right? And Sanat Kumara Maharshi says, I have nothing to ask. I don't need anything like that, right? So then he says to Sri Parvati and to Lord Shiva, if you want something, you can ask me. I'll give it to you, he said, right? So, at that time, Parvati Devi says to Lord Shiva that, ask him that he should take birth as our son. He should take birth as our son, right? Lord Shiva, but when Lord Shiva asks the question, Lord Shiva says, you should take birth as my son, he said. Didn't mention Parvati's name at that time, right? So Sanat Kumara said, that's all right, I'll take this birth as your son. But because you have asked me, I'll take birth as your son. I will not go to another mother's womb and take birth from there. That's not, but I'll take birth as your son. So Subramanya Swami is that birth, coming from Shiva, right? So he said that, and he told Lord Shiva, is there any way of you can give a birth of a baby? Think about that. You have to think about that. But I will not be going into the womb of a mother and take birth from there. And that is why in Lord Shiva's, this Bhrumadhyam, in between the two eyes, this center, that's from there Skanda was born. Yeah. So, Jnana Agni, the fire of knowledge that come from there. So, he was a Brahmajnani at the time of birth itself. And he gives instructions on transcendental knowledge to Shiva later. Subramanyam gives that transcendental knowledge to him. Right? So that is why he says here, Senaninam aham Skanda. So Skanda's story is very interesting like this. He comes as Samba, as Krishna's son, created a lot of problem for Krishna in that appearance also. And then he is Subramanya Swami also. Then Sarasamasmi Sagara. He says Sagara means a huge lake. It's not a small lake, it's a huge lake, that is Sagaram, ocean, isn't it? Oceans are that, Sarasamasmi Sagaram. And then, next verse, Sarasamasmi Sagaram, next verse. Maharshinam Bhrguraham Giram Asmiyagam Aksharam Yajnanam Jabayajnyosmi Stavaranam Himalayam. Among the rishis, I am Shukra, Shukracharya, Krishna says. Maharshinam Aham Bhrguraham Giram Asmegam Aksharam. Shukracharya also has the name Bhrigu. Bhrigu went to verify who has the highest noble qualities among Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. That story is in the Bhagavatam, right? And he went and kicked to Vishnu's chest. And then that mark came as Srivatsam in Vishnu's chest, right? So, Vishnu massaged Bhrigu's feet and Bhrigu certified that you are the greatest of all. You had such an amount of patience, tolerance, that when I kicked also, you didn't say anything. On the other hand, you massaged my feet, right? So, this story is in the Bhagavad. He went to Brahma and Brahma didn't like it. He went and sat in Brahma's chair. Brahma got upset with him and seeing Brahma's anger, he left. Then he went to Lord Shiva. Shiva wanted to embrace him and he didn't, because they are brothers, aren't they? So he said, I don't want your hugging, he said. You are dirty because you got all these ashes on your body, snake on your throat and things. So Shiva got angry with him and was going to kill him with the trident. He ran away from there. And then he goes to Vishnu. So out of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, he found Vishnu is somewhat one we can work with. But the Brahma and Shiva is difficult to deal with. So he certified that Vishnu is higher than others, right? So Krishna is saying here that Bhrigu, Maharshinam Bhriguraham. Krishna says, I am Bhrigu. In that. And among the Giram Asmegam Aksharam, among the letters I am Pranavam, Om, Bijaksharam, for all, right? Om Ityagaksharam Brahmam, it says. When there is one letter, it is Om, and it is called Bijam. When it becomes two letters, it is Mantram. Yeah. When it is one letter, it is Bijam. when it is two letters, it's mantram. If it is only one letter, normally it is not chanted. Because ega aksharam is atma. Atma swarupam is om, ega aksharam. This is comes in another chapter, omitya aksharam brahmam. We will talk about that at that time. Jabayatyam giramasmi egam aksharam. And similarly, all yatyams, sacrifices, Krishna says, I am Jabayatyam, chanting the holy name. And just chanting is sufficient. Yatyanam jabayasyosmi, right? But it has to be done continuously, non-stop. Chanting is required, right? And when you change the letters, different formats, then it becomes a mantram. That mantram, when you repeatedly recite or chant the mantram, that is when the chaitanyam comes to that, life comes into the mantram. The chit shakti enters into it, right? And that means the chit shakti which is kept in the womb, that chittavritti comes in there. Chit shakti enters into the mantra. So chittavritti is there. Chittavritti gets pregnant with chit shakti. Chittavritti gets pregnant with chit shakti. That means chit shakti enters into the chittavritti. And that goes into our bodham, awareness. So, japam, yatyanam javayatyosmi, he says here, isn't it? What it does is, while chanting the japam, ultimately that bodham, awareness inside, enters into our sound. And japam, when you continuously do that repeatedly for a long period of time, Krishna manifests in that, the chit shakti enters into that, and therefore japam yajnosmi, yajnanam java yajnosmi, right? Then he said stavaranam himalaya, anything that stays without movement. Stavaram means that doesn't move, stays in one place. All the mountains, hills, they all. And they had one time able to move, but then Indra cut their wings and they stood in one place. Krishna is saying, Stavaranam Himalaya. And what is stable and steady in one place, among them, I am Himalaya. Krishna says, I am Himalaya. So, these mountains, they stay in one place and that's their steadiness. Never shaken by anything, any changes that happens in the nature. When we take any body in us, when we come in the human body, right? In us, all our previous lives in different animals, birds and all that, when we were in that body, their vasana will be present in us, even now. Even now. That varies in people. In some people will have the vasana of the tiger or the lion. Some the snake and things like that. Some the birds. So animal vasana, birds vasana will all be there in us, inside us, right? So, because of those vasanas, it will continue, follow us throughout our life in this world. That vasana will come out sometimes. For example, you see these rats, you must have seen their vasana. They go and scratch everywhere, is it not? But that's how they make hole. Rats makes a hole. They'll be scratching the earth like this. and they make big holes, and a snake comes and goes inside, eats the rats and stays there. That Ahamushiya, Ahimushiya Nyayam, that's where it's coming from. Ahi means snakes, Mushiya means the rats, right? So this rat vasana also is there, is one of the vasanas. And these vasanas, that's where that vasana comes in people sometimes. And these people who have invented this JCB, it is that vasana coming out through them. Can you imagine that? That we think that it's a joke. It's not a joke. Because if we have that vasana inside, it will come through as karmam through that body, in that person, right? And we won't get an idea where these ideas come to him. This is because of that, yeah? When we get a human body, all different animals, birds, vasanas will be inside us. And it will come out in the form of technology and development and all kinds of things, right? And when it comes into our body, right, one of those animals or birds or whatever it is, one of them will dominate our vasana. And that vasana that is of these rats, that has come out in that people who have developed this thing. And then others followed that, right? So when that vasana, when it joins our buddhi, when they come together, it comes out in the form of JCB, right? These rats don't have such an intelligence like what we have, right? So what it does is it will go and scratch little things. You see, the council is always worried about the rats. Especially in cities, you will see, the moment they get to here, they come to kill them, is it not? So, so this vasanas, that is present in life, guys. And if rats had that intelligence like us, they would have scratched the whole mountains and brought it down, right? So Krishna is saying, among the mountains, I am Himalaya. Then, next verse, Ashwatha Sarvavrikshanam, Devarshinam cha Narada, Gandharvanam Chitraratha, Siddhanam Kapilomuni. Ashwatha Sarvavrikshanam, Devarshinam cha Narada, Deva Eva Sandaha, Krishitvam Prapta, Mandra Darshitva Te Devarshayaha, Tesham Naradaha Asmi, Gandharvanam Chitraratha, Nama Gandharvaha Asmi, Siddhanam Janmana Eva, Dharma Jnana Vairagya Aishwarya Adishayam Praptanam Kapilo Muni. Among the trees I am Ashwattham, means banyan tree, right? And Ashwatthanam Sarvavrikshanam, Ashwattha Sarvavrikshanam. And Ashwattham means that does not last forever. And they won't find this tree elsewhere except in Bharata Bhumi. This tree Ashwattham. That is something special about that. And wherever this Ashwattham is there, you'll find temples around that way, nearby that, right? So, and maybe it is in other Asian conditions, I don't know, but normally you don't find Ashwattham here, Ashwattham tree, right? Because it's a Devavriksham, coming from the heavenly planets. And it is considered to be a Jnani, Ashwattha tree, among the trees, right? Among the trees, some of them are Jnanis or Yogis, like Tulasi also. He is a Yogi among the plants, right? So that is why people circumambulate Ashwattha tree. People circumambulate them, right? And offer obeisances to Ashwattham tree, worship the Ashwattham tree. Still in the village temples you find them. They look after the Ashwattham tree in the villages. Cities, of course, there is no Ashwattham, there is no tree either. So it makes everything very, job is very easier. Cities are not meant for temples actually. The thesis is Rajasam. And therefore, that samskaram has gone now from here, right? For example, nowadays, motorways they are building everywhere. I'm talking about Bhairavabhumi, where they are building motorways everywhere, and Ashwathams are there. They just bulldoze it, take it away, right? But what can you say? Then, among Devarshis, Krishna says, this is what happens to us. With economic development and this sense gratification, we will destroy the nature. More we destroy the nature, our connection with Krishna is broken. We are supposed to see Krishna's presence in the nature. And that sensitivity we lose, which means we become more gross. Instead of becoming subtle, we become more gross. Because we develop everything and then we want spiritual life also. We murder the material nature, prakriti, through our activities, is it not? All these kind of demonic activities is not conducive for spiritual realizations. They are all very disturbing things. Right? Anyway, among Devarshis, Krishna is saying, I am Narada. Devarshinamcha Narada. Gandharvanam Chitraratha. Among the Gandharvas, the most beautiful person is Chitraratha. Krishna says, I am him. All Gandharvas are beautiful, good looking. But among them, I am Chitraratha, he says. Among the Siddhas, I am Kapila Maharshi. Therefore, in Bhagavatam, Kapila's appearance is spoken. Then, next verse. Uchai Shravasam Ashwanam Vidhi Mam Amrutol Bhavam Airavadam Gajendranam Naranam Cha Naradhivam Ucheshravasam Ashwanam Ucheshrava Nama Ashwado Ashwadam Mam Vidhi Janihi Amrutol Bhavam Amrutha Nimittam Adhanol Bhavam Airavadam Iravati Abatyam Gajendranam Hastishuranam Tam Mam Vidhi Idi Anivartade Naranam Cha Manushyanam Cha Naradhivam Rajanam Mam Vidhi Janihi. So, among the horses, I am Uchai Shravasa. When they churned the milk ocean, Uchai Shravasa came. And what is a horse is spoken in the Upanishad, right? In Chandokya Upanishad and also in the Brihadaranya Upanishad, when they begin with talking about Ashwamedham sacrifice, horse sacrifice, right? And it says there, that the whole creation is spoken as a horse, Ashwam. Among the elephants, I am Airavadam, which is Indra's elephant, white elephant. And he says, among the human population, I am the king who gives protection. And that Swarupam, that presence of a king in a society, in a kingdom, Krishna is saying, it is me who is present as a king. This king's position is misunderstood today because of the way things have happened. Democracy came and then kings were always criticized for their that they were taxing people and enjoying at the people. So because of envy only, this democracy came in. And misbehavior. Kshatriyas lacking their proper qualities. Krishna's authorized system is monarchy, not democracy. That's the authorized one. It's monarchy. Krishna says, I am the king. And therefore, king is considered to be, he's saying here, that Naranam cha Naradhipam. I am the king, he says, among the human species. Right? When Vivekananda came back from USA, there was a king in Ramanad district. Name was Setupathi Bhaskar. He received him and he was a king, right? So when Vivekananda Swamiji came out from the boat, the king offered obeisances to him. And he told Vivekananda, you put your feet on my head, he said. The king says to him, right? And Vivekananda says, I cannot do that because Naranam cha Naradhipam. He said that to him. Naranam cha Naradhipam. Because king is my direct manifestations. Therefore, I won't do that, he said. Vivekananda says to the king, At that time, Vivekananda became so popular when he came back from Chicago after that parliament meeting, right? And then what did King do? He told the Swamiji to sit on a chariot, and he pulled the chariot himself as a mark of respect to the sannyasi, right? So that is his story is there with the king. People have behaved like that. The king's nobility, I'm saying, how noble they were in respecting the Sanatana Dharma and also sannyasis. But you don't have that problem now, because they're only there for 4 or 5 years. After that they're gone, another one comes in, similar type, and does what they want, and he goes. So this is what we have got now. Then, next one. Ayudhanam aham vajram, denunam asmi kamaduk, prajanaschasmi kandarpam, sarpanam asmi vasugi. Vajraidam, Indra's Vajraidam, thunderbolt, that's me, Krishna says. And all these scientists, I give them the idea from inside, and I make them to find out, develop all the weapons. That's the system, right? Why does Krishna do that? Because Krishna wants these weapons ready when it is required for him to use it, right? And when the time comes, he will light the fire and it will come out properly. So samharam, destruction, is also Krishna's responsibility, right? So that's what Ayudhanam aham vajram. Krishna says, I give them all the knowledge, technology from inside, and they will develop it. And they'll keep it ready when I want to use them. That is how the world is. And we don't realize that. We give Nobel Prize each other for developing all these things. So this is how stupid we are. Right. And then he says, Kamadhenu. He says, Dhenunam asmi kamadukha. Kamadhenu among the cow, some Kamadhenu. And what that means is, one who is capable of fulfilling the desires, kama. Strictly speaking, what it refers to is, in a dharmic way, for creating progeny, prajolpati, in a dharmic way, when it is created, that shakti, vishesham, inside, that's me, Krishna says. That kamam in a person for creating progeny for a dharmic purposes, it's me, Krishna says, right? We have this misunderstanding. Children are born because of the desire of the man or the woman, and or through the mind, our lusty desires. No. None of these things have to do anything with the birth of a child. We think like that, that it is the lusty desires in a man and a woman that give birth to a child. It is not. That's what it's saying here, right? Childbirth happens by superior arrangement. Krishna's arrangement of sending a jiva here, and he makes the arrangement for the jiva to come. Not because of the sexual interaction between man and woman. That's not the cause of a birth. Then he says, Sarpanam asmi Vasuki. Vasuki was used while churning the milk ocean to tide around the Mandara mountains. But one side devas, another side asuras, they were holding it. And it is also in Shiva's neck. Then among Nagam, that's the next one. Ananda Shasmi Naganam Varunam Yadasa Maham Pidranam Aryama Shasmi Yama Samyamada Maham. He is saying that among the Nagas I am Ananda. Among the serpents I am Vasugi. There is a difference between the two. Vasugi was, in order to protect Vasugi, when Gandhava forests were burned, Agni wanted to save Vasugi from the fire, right? And because of that, Vasugi has got a presence of, Krishna's presence in the Vasugi, is present in Vasugi. because of that incident what happened. And similarly, Garuda is Krishna's vehicle carrier. And Krishna's presence is in Garuda as well. Then, Ananda Shasmi Naganam Varuno Yadasamaham Pitranam Aryama Jasmi Namasamyamanam. Mahavishnu lies on Adishesha, Ananta. And you can see, if you go to the Padmanabhaswamy temple in Tirunandapuram, Adishesha is lying on that, Mahavishnu is lying down. That is the form there. Then he says, among the living entities in water, I am Varuna. Varuna. Then Pitra Devadas, I am Aryamav. Then Samyamani, it says, Yama Samyamadamaham. Samyamani means one who discipline others. One who has to discipline others. What does that mean? It means that he has to take us out from here when the time is ready. Right? All of us. Right? He knows when we have to leave this world and he will take us out from here. And so Yama comes in Sandhyavandanam also. And therefore, when they perform Sandhyavandanam, Samyamini Puri is considered to be the south of this universe. So they, inside the universe, but south of this earthly planet. So looking to the south, they will offer obeisances to Yama, who comes and takes us out at the time when we have to leave. Why do they offer obeisances? Please come and take us out when it is, when our time has come. Don't be late. That's in other words. Not to be late. Come and take me out as quickly as possible. That's all. Right? So, if he doesn't come on time, we will be in trouble. That means we'll be hanging around here with this body and struggling here. Right? Prahladashasmi Daityanam Kala Kalayadamaham Mruganamcha Mrugendroham Vainadeyascha Pakshinam. Among the Asuras, I am Prahlada. If you look at Bhagavatam, you know why that is. That is why Sri Narada Maharshi, at the end of the Prahlada story to Hiranyakashipu, he says to him that he started feeling that Hiranyakashipu is having a change of mind. He didn't want that to happen, right? So Hiranyakashipu says to Narada Maharshi, I think there is something special about this Prahlada, he says. He started noticing something in Prahlada which Hiranyakashipu could not understand what it is, right? And even though I give him so much trouble, he is not reacting to it in this way. And after all, he is my son, isn't it? Hiranyakashipu said, right? So when Hiranyakashipu started speaking like that, Narada Maharshi says to him, he felt that Hiranyakashipu is not going to get killed if he starts thinking in the other way. So, so Narada Maharshi reminded Hiranyakashipu that you got it wrong. You know who he is. He is nobody else, and this is the same Vishnu whom you are inquiring about. Right? And that Vishnu is not in Vaikuntham. He is actually inside this boy, Prahlada, right? He has come in this form deliberately to make Hiranyakashipu to react strongly, because Hiranyakashipu has developed such a strong hate towards Vishnu. So when Vishnu's name mentioned, Hiranyakashipu woke up. Otherwise, he was having a feeling towards Prahlada being son and didn't want to torture him anymore. Even though he tortured him a lot, Prahlada didn't react. And seeing that nobility, noble nature in him, Hiranyakashipu was having a change of thought. That time Sri Narada Maharshi told him that it is Vishnu who is inside him, who has come to kill you. Only then Hiranyakashipu got really angry about that. And then, that's what, Prahlada Shasmi Daityanam, he says. Among the Asuras, I am Prahlada. And and what was Prahlada's nature? Everyone is Krishna Swarupam. Bhagavad Swarupam. That is how Prahlada was seeing everybody. Right? And then Krishna is saying, Kala Kalayadamaham. Right? And time, the destroyer of everybody, that's me. It's not actually time. Kalam Kalayadamaham. We say time because that's the only word available. Right? And this is has to be spoken in detail. This Kalam Kalayadamaham. What does Kalam mean? Right? We will discuss that when it comes to that in the 8th chapter. Right? Kalam makes changes, is it not? It brings change. And from Kalam comes Karmam. Karmam comes from Kalam. From Karmam comes Swabhavam in us, right? So these three are connected. Kalam, Karmam and Swabhavam. All three are connected. By Kalam only Karmam comes. From Karmam comes Swabhavam. So Kalam, Karmam, Swabhavam. Three things connected, right? So that is why Mriganam cha Mrigendroham Vainadeyasya Pakshinam. Among the birds, I am Garuda, and I am the animals, I am lion. That's it. Now, next one, 31. Pavana Pavadamasmi Rama Shastra Pradamaham Jashanam Makarashasmi Srodasamasmi Janavi. Let's say Srodasamasmi Janavi. So, people who have taken weapons, I am Ramachandra. Things that purifies this world, I am wind. Pavana Pavanamasmi, Pavadamasmi. Rama Shastra Pradamaham. Then, Rama Ravana Yuddham is very famous. Ramachandra's fight with Ravana. There is a statement, Gaganam Gaganagaram, Sagaram Sagaropamam, Rama Ravanayo Yuddham, Rama Ravanayo Riha. Space you cannot compare with anything else, you can only compare with the space. Then ocean you can compare with ocean only, there is nothing else you can compare with. Similarly, this battle between Rama and Ravana, you can only compare with that only. There is no other war comparable to that. Yeah? Then that's what he is saying here. Rama Shastra Pradamaham. People among people who have taken weapons, I am Rama. Note that the purpose of taking a weapon in the hand is for protection of dharma. Dharma samsthapanarthaya. Right? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya dushkadam dharma samsthapanarthaya. So dharma samsthapanam is one of the purpose of taking weapon in the hand. It is for that purpose. And similarly, he is saying here, Jashana Magarashasmi, Magara fish. That's me among the fishes. And then he says, Srodasamasmi Janavi. Among the river, I am Janavi, Ganga. Next, Surganam Adirandascha, Madhyam Chaivaham Arjuna, Adhyalma Vidya Vidyanam, Vada Pravadadamaham. In creation, beginning, end, everything is, and the middle, it's me. In creation. Sarganam adir andascha madhyam. As Krishna said before, only me exist. The beginning, middle and the end. Similarly, creation, maintenance, destruction, it's all me. Then, kalam madhyam chaivaham arjuna. Time is my swarupam. Krishna said, kalam is another swarupam of Krishna. Then he says, Adhyalpa Vidya Vidyanam. Of all the knowledge, I am spiritual knowledge. Among all the knowledge, I am spiritual knowledge. Right? Brahma Vidya Sarva Vidyam Pratishtam. All other Vidya is dependent on this Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya is the foundation. That is real Vidya. Other Vidya, material knowledge, all other knowledge is subservient to that. And among the Vadam, he says, Vada Pravadadamaham. Vada means in not arguing for argument's sake. Not that way. There is a science behind that. How to conduct vadam. In assemblies, what they do is, the shastram is evaluated by scholars. And when they evaluate, there is rules associated with that. You can't argue anything and everything like we do in the United Nations. It's not that kind of vadam. That's called vizandam in the vadam, right? So, for example, you can see Acharya Swamiji traveled and he was debating with people. Nowadays it is debate, isn't it? You're calling for a debate and let's have a debate, they say. And then both of them will keep their ragadvesha maximum inside and it will pour out freely. Shouting match it becomes at the end. Debate ends up in a shouting match. And everybody will be clapping. Who won? See, this is useless. It's a waste of time. Without ragadvesham, totally based on shastram, able to discuss. That's important. That's only will bring some good results from that, will come from that. Some benefit from that. But with the ragadvesham, if you argue in the way it is done now, whether you do it in Oxford or in Cambridge or wherever, it doesn't matter. But the purpose is useless. It's done with this ragadvesham inside. Right? So, vadam does not mean quarreling each other and arguing each other, fighting each other, right? But in order to understand the Vedam, because Vedam is difficult to understand, different scholars or different Mahatmas may have different realizations from Vedam. So they meet up together and then they discuss to come out with a proper understanding what Vedam is saying, right? So what Vedam says, what Upanishad says, in order to understand, they discuss it together, right? So, and that is why when Acharya Swamiji went to Mandana Mishra, he asked him, what bhiksha you want? A sannyasi had come. He says, I want a vada bhiksha. Bhiksha in the form of vadam, he said. So, then he asked him, he told him vada bhiksha. So, Mandana Mishra asked him, do you want karma gandam or jnana gandam? He says. Asked him about that. And then vadam started. Acharya Swami told him that why karmakandam is not prominent, why jnanakandam is prominent. That's all in their discussions between them. Yeah. So, he says, vadam pravadadamaham. So that is the vadam Krishna is talking about. Vadam with the noble intentions to realize understanding of Vedam. For that purpose, a proper debate. Not for other way done in the mundane world, right? Then, next one. Acharanam agarosmi dvandam swamasiyasyaja aham evachaya kalo dhadaham vishwadomukham. Among letters I am A, agaram. Right? Agara vakyasya narayana esham narayana. One with whom Narayana is present, he is anatha. Anatha means, we mean in a different way. We think anatha means he is helpless, right? It's not like that. What it means is, one whom Narayana is present. In other words, he doesn't have anybody else, but Krishna is with him. In that sense, right? So, the letter A, represents Narayana. R represents Narayana, right? Similarly, if you look pranavam, om, A, O, Ma. Again, A comes first. Right? Then, samharam is Shiva. Destruction, Ma. Mama Srishti Shakti Maya. Similarly, samasam, dvandva samasam. And he says, aham eva kshaya kalo, dadaham vishwadom, dvandva samasya secha. Then, kalam, Krishna says, aham eva kshaya kalo. Kalam is me. And Vishwada Chakshuhu means Brahma. I am Brahma. What he means is that the all the results of the karma, dvandva samasam is kalam. Samasam Dvanda Samasam. Dvanda Samasam. It is one of the Samasams. I don't know how to translate Samasam into English. It's one of the grammatical things. And four directions one verse God says, Vishwachakshusu, that Brahma, it's me. Then, Mrityu Sarvaharashaham, Mrubhavascha Bhavishyadam, Kirti, Shri, Vak, Chanarinam, Smridir, Medha, Dhridi, Kshama. Mrityu, death, that's me. And so imagine this post, there is no death, what will happen? Imagine situation like that here. And self-realization is also a kind of death. That's over with the body then, isn't it? So, why it is said like that is, you are actually killing the ego. Ahangaram goes away, right? So therefore, Mrityu Sarva Harascha Aham Udbhavascha Bhavishyadam Udbhavascha Bhavishyadam. And he says that death is me. Similarly, I am the cause of birth of future living entities. Then he says that Kirti, Shri, Vak, Chanari Nam, Smriti, Medha, Dhridi, Kshama. Among women, when it says women, these are womanly qualities, all these, supposed to be present in the women. Kirti, Lakshmi, Vani, Smriti, Buddhi, Kshama. That's all me, Krishna says. Right? Among women, Kirti, Vak, Memory, Intelligence, Steadfastness, Practice, all that is me. Then, next verse. Brihal Sama Tatha Samnam Gayatri Chandasamaham Masanam Markashirshoham Mrutuvinam Kusumakara Samaveda Ganam. In that there is one Samam called Brihat Samam. That Brihat Samam is me. Samam has got many specialities, right? And Brihal Samam is me. And in the Chandasa, Krishna says, Gayatri Chandasamaham. There is various types of Chandasa. Right? Various types of Chandasa. If you look into the 21st chapter in Ekadasham, Krishna says about that. The different types of Chandasa. 41st verse. Gayatri, Ushni, Anushtupa, Brihari, Panti, Evacha, Trishtupa, Jagati, Adichandasa, Atyatishtadi, Jagat Virat. That's all the different chandasa. Gayatrushni Ganushtupcha, Brihadi Panti Revacha, Trishtup Jagati Adichando, Atyatishtadi Jagat Virat. That's 41 verse in the 21st chapter. 11, 21, 41. So, Krishna is saying, Gayatri is me. That's the most important chandasa. And and then among the month I am Margashirsham, and then Margashirsham is more or less like the autumn season, most pleasant time. And then it is considered to be the Brahma Muhurtam for the Devas. Which one? Our Margashirsham month time. It's their Brahma Muhurtam for them. Then Kala, what he says is, Masanam Margashirsham Mrityunam Kusumagara. Among the Ritus, seasons, I am Vasandam, spring. Then, time when flowers come. Because of that. Right? Then he says, Dyudam Chalayadam Asmi. Next verse. Tejas Tejas Sinamaham. Jayosmi Vasayosmi. Sattvam Sattvadamaham. Krishna is saying, Dyudam Chalayadam Asmi. In games, I am gambling. And Krishna is saying that it is this gambling that has ended up in this Mahabharata war. It's a warning to them, right? And because I was present there in that gambling, in the form of gambling, I was present there, right? So, in their prarabdham, who, Pandavas and the Kauravas, their prarabdham, the turning point came with that gambling. It's not, the relationship completely broke down with that. Krishna is saying, that's me, that gambling, it's me. And among Tejasvis, I am Tejasvi. Among the success, I am the effort behind the success, right? Tejas jayosmi vyavasayosmi. And among the sattvam sattvadamaham, among the sattviyam people, I am sattvagunam. And among people with ability, I am paurusham, among the purushas. Among the men, I am the ability. So, then he says, Vrushninam vasudevosmi, pandavanam dhananjaya, muninam apyaham vyasaha, kavinam ushanakavi. Then, among the Vrishnis, I am Vasudeva, and among the Pandavas, you, Arjuna, I am you. Right? That is why I have given you Bhagavad Gita, because of that. Among the Rishis, I am Vedavyas. Muninam apiham Vyasa. He is the root cause of all these problems. Mahabharata war, everything is because of, started from him, right? In the form of Vedavyas, Dhritarashtra, from him came Dhritarashtra, Pandu and Vidura, all three. His children, isn't it? Vedavyasa Maharshi's children. They all came from Vedavyas. So, strictly speaking, Mahabharatam is Vedavyasa's story itself. It is Vyasa's story. Mahabharatam is Vyasa's story, right? And Vyasa Chishtam Jagal Sarvam, it says. This whole creation is his remnants, Vedavyasa Maharshi's remnants, right? So, Vedavyasa has got that situation like that. Mahabharata war came from him, through him, in the sense that it is his children who created the problem. Dhritarashtra and Pandu and Vidura, they were the main personalities. From then came Kauravas and the Pandavas and all that. But the original source is Vedavyas. Then, among the Mantra Drashtava, I am Shukracharya, he says. Kavi nam Ushana Kavi. Right? Among the Asuras, in them, he gave them different techniques to the Asuras while fighting. And that's me, Krishna says. That's me, present in the Shukracharya. Right? And when Asuras act in this world, the thought that comes from Krishna. Krishna is behind the thoughts of the Asuras. Like these people, they took the plane and went and hit that Trade Center, World Trade Center, 9/11. Krishna says, that's me. Krishna is behind that. Krishna is in their mind. He created these thoughts and they went and hit the Trade Center, right? And similarly, you can see this Asura word in some places, in some people. Asura word also used, right? So, Krishna's presence, when we say mantra drashtava, what that means is that giving this idea for them from inside and igniting that thought in them. Krishna is doing everything. Only thing is we are fighting each other thinking that we are doing it. He is my friend, he is my enemy. Everything happens in the creation through Antaryami. In everybody. If everybody is doing, some people are doing different things, it's only because Antaryami is prompting them from within. Therefore they are doing. That is what Krishna is saying here. That in all these people, asuras, devas, everything, it's me who is inside them, giving that prompting from them inside, right? And that's my responsibility, Krishna is saying. Then, dando damayadamasmi, 38th verse. Nidirasmi jigishadam, maunam chayvasmi gukhyanam, jnanam jnanavadamaham. Keeping people under control, that danda, that's me. Right? The dharma shastram, to keep the human species in its position, that's me. And the rules and regulations, what is in the dharma shastram, that's me. You can see this in the material nature. So many dandam working. Krishna's dandam working here, right? That has to be spoken in detail, which we'll do that in the 8th chapter, right? They are all Krishna's power, different powers working. Acharya Swamiji says, if you have advanced spiritually, you will get closer to Krishna in the nature. You will start Krishna's working in the nature much more visibly. You will start realizing it, how Krishna is operating in the nature. Provided we become, develop bhakti. When we develop bhakti, there is a statement in the Bhagavad Gita and somewhere else, right? So, that is a topic we have to talk later in the 8th chapter when it comes to, right? So, you can see this in Prakriti to some extent, for how Prakriti controls us, right? How Prakriti controls us, right? And that is Krishna's power working through the Prakriti, right? And then he says, when somebody is fighting, two parties fighting, already I make the decision who should win. And where the who is right and who is wrong, I make that decision, right? And yato dharmaha tato jayaha, Vidura Nidhi says. Vidura says this, right? So, Dhritarashtra called Vidura before Mahabharata war and told him to talk what is right in these situations to do, right? And Krishna is saying here, win doesn't happen like that. I decide who is right and who is wrong. Accordingly, one wins and loses, right? And then he says, confidential things, I am silence. Krishna loves somebody who is silent. And he says, silence is my surupam. And among secret things, I am silence, guhyam, he says here. Maunam chayvasmi guhyanam. Guhyan means individuals who are jnanis or yogis, and the silence among the jnanis, that's me, right? And people who are very grave, who are very deep inside, Krishna says, their silence, that's me. People who are very grave, right? Because in order that confidential things are not revealed to the world outside, main thing what requires is silence, isn't it? You have to be silent. And this maunam or silence is a very, very confidential power in a person. And in order to know its power of silence, right? Jnanis, among the jnanis, they are known for their silence. Normally they are very silent people, right? Jnani silence, and the people who are very depressed, they also are silent sometimes, isn't it? So if you have the depressed people, their silence makes you also depressed, isn't it? When somebody who is very depressed and is very silent because he is so depressed, he's not saying anything. And then we say, why is he not saying anything? He's very quiet today. That's how we say. He's very quiet today. What means he's very depressed today, in other words, right? But Krishna is saying, that silence is not me. The silence of the jnanis, that's me, Krishna says. Then, yachabi sarvabhudanam bijam tadaham arjuna. Na tadasti vinayatsyal mayabhudam characharam. Arjuna, all living entities, the seed is me. And there is one thing that we say that, oh, so many species have come into extinct. We say like that, is it not? Krishna says no species will go extinct. Because the seed of every species is still preserved. And sometimes we say dinosaurs were existed before, dinosaur. Now there is no dinosaurs, they have become extinct, we say. It has not become extinct. It will come back again, right? Because the seed is already there. When they will come back, we don't know. That we don't know, right? In some yugam, at some time and some place, that seed will come back again. Because the seed of that particular species is always there. It won't get destroyed, right? So, seed never gets destroyed, but the species, you may say, the form what you see may get destroyed, right? And in the Madhvacharya Siddhantam, this is a big Siddhantam for them. They insist on this, right? Whatever amount of species exist, 8.4 million, whatever that is there, right? It will never be destroyed. They are all present still. But in this world, their gross form may disappear. The gross form of different species may disappear. But at some point in time in future, they will come back again. That forms will again come back. Yeah. So you see how complicated creation is. Yeah. We are thinking that we are control. This ahankaram is the biggest problem. That we are in control of everything. And what we see through our eyes is only the truth. When you start going in this direction, you won't understand Bhagavad Gita. What Krishna is saying to us that everything is Arjuna controlled very well from behind. Everything, I know who has created this and I know how to protect it and I know how to destroy it also. You are just one of the species out of 8.4 million. And you don't have to think that you are responsible for everything. That's the message he is giving to us, right? So its manifestation may disappear, but that vyaktitvam or that bijam will remain. This is Madhvacharya's philosophical explanation to that, right? And in one dimension it is true, because even though we may say the individuality disappears, right? And when we say the personality will exist, right? In personality form, it can come back again, but 8.4 million different personalities, species, right? And Jiva can remain as a Jiva, Ishvara can remain as Ishvara, but, and Jiva, there could be differences, and like Jadam, there is differences, right? But ultimately, Advaitam Paramarthogi, that bijam, the seed, in the most subtle form, sushma rupam, it is there. And Krishna is saying that bijam is me, right? And there's nothing else separated from me. Both moving, non-moving, is present by my presence, is existing because of my presence. Upanishad says, niruktanam niruktanja, nilenam cha nilenam. Vijnanam cha avijnanam, satyam cha anurgam cha. All this is in the Upanishads, they talk about it, right? And then Shruti says, after that I entered into everything and became everything. Good, bad, pious thing, sinful thing, dharmam, adharmam, niruktam, aniruktam, everything, that's me, he says. Then, nandosti mama divyana vibhudinam parantava, eshada uddeshada prokto vibhudar visaryo maya. Krishna saying that my opulences are unlimited. Yeah? And only for a simple understanding I have mentioned a few, Krishna says to Arjuna, right? Actually, Arjuna, it has no end at all for this, right? And then he says, Yadyad vibhudimal sattvam srimadurjidame vava Tatta deva vagachatvam mama tejomsha sambhavam. Then, यद्यद् विभूतिमल्सत्त्वं श्रीमद् ऊर्जितमेव वा तत्तदेवाव गच्छत्वं मम तेजांश संभवम्. Whenever you find any opulence or something striking you in form of power or and strength, take it from me that it is coming from me, he says. Wherever you find something special, right, you will see my presence in that, right? You should know that, Arjuna. Any kind of great qualities, if it manifests anywhere, good qualities or even very powerful wild qualities, if it's manifest, I am in there, Krishna says, right? And wherever you are seeing that, Vibhudis, Arjuna knows that it has come from my Tejase, my, how do they call it, from Tejase, right? And due to my presence only, that is felt by others, right? Why do I have to say about it more? Krishna says to Arjuna, Srimad Urjit Tat Mama Tejo Amsha Sambhava. Everything comes from me, from my Tejas. Kirti, Balam, Aishwaryam. All these things when you see, Krishna says, excessively than normal, when you find it, you can take it that I am in that.
Athava Bahunaidena, Kim Yadena Tava Arjuna, Vishtabhyaham Idam Krishnam, Egam Shena Stido Jagat.
Why do you have to know this more? He says, only with a small part of that, I am present in the whole creation. Yeah, Arjuna, everything else you can work it out yourself from that. You can see here Krishna is saying that this earthly planet is like a mustard seed in the creation, if you look at it. If you take even this one universe, if you take it, it is just a small mustard seed, size of this earthly planet, right? And with this, you are trying to inquire, studying this mustard seed called earthly planet, you are trying to find out the origin of the creation, which you'll never find out. So, because this goes on unlimitedly, universe after universe, how many universes exist? They say trillions and trillions of universes. There is no account for that. And obviously, if we are intelligent, you can see that the way science is going forward to try to find out the origin of this, they will not get anywhere. They will not. This will go on like this forever, this inquiry. This is why the rishis are withdrawn from that process totally and decided to go inwards looking for what the truth is. And they found it, and therefore they are saying to us, if you realize the self, you will understand the creation. If you realize the self, you will understand this creation. But if you keep on experimenting with creation, you won't find it. This is the answer to that. Yeah. So you can understand from Vedantam and from the Vibhudis that Krishna's position is like that. To understand Krishna, who is the truth, we call Krishna, you can call any other name, whatever you like, but that Chaitanyam presence will not be known through research and experiment. That's the first thing to learn. Research and experiment, only through bhakti, jnanam, yogam, it is possible to know that. And when you realize the self, you get to understand the truth. After that, you won't be asking for anything. No other knowledge is required. And then you realize that this world, creation itself, is Krishna's another form, and it's a temporary thing. It's not real. And we lose that feeling of reality, what we are feeling now for this world. It disappears from our awareness. From awareness, it disappears. And the world doesn't exist anymore. Till then, this will be reality only. And that is what Maya has done to us. Maya has made us realize that this is real, this is real. And we keep on hammering with this. But when this Vibhuti is to help that, to understanding that, when Krishna is saying all these things, ultimately Krishna is saying, all my vibhudis in Maya are what you are experiencing. What is happening inside this Maya? Actually, they are not real. My reality is different than all these things. So, this is a step towards that self-realization process. We'll discuss 11th chapter tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Lahumba.